Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafield's Fantasy Podcast.
Yeah, something that 2020 we can all be grateful for, really. It is like Satan and the Match.com girl for 2020. What a great commercial. Don't want the year to end. Jeff, let's get into fantasy. Best ball. Let's get into the thing that honestly was the most, I don't want to say stressful thing, but it started out as something that I just stopped caring about because of how annoying it got. And I just, I'm going to walk everyone through it. Join us on a little story, story time, right?
Story time with Will and Jeff.
Jeff and I were so worried about the person we were next to. It was battle for second place. First place is far and away better than everybody else, which, looking at their team, I'm still kind of confused about, but doesn't matter. Second place and third place, separated by 4 points. And I think that was the first bugaboo, Jeff. We were so concerned about the person right next to us, where there was a four-point differential, that we did not even care that the person in fourth was back by 42 points. Because as we've noticed,
I think I even said on the pod, what about this person? Oh, he's 40 points behind. He's not coming back.
Yep.
I think those were my exact words.
Yeah, I think we could even, if we wanted to get the tape, we could. And I agreed with you. But as we've seen in this season with the best ball, we've scored 190 points. We've scored 180 points. Teams have done that. So not out of the realm of possibility, but we just loved our team so much. We had great matchups. We thought we're going to score, you know, at least 140, 150. The other person would have to score 190 or 200. Well, Jeffrey, oh boy.
Oh, me.
Kamara's going off on Christmas Day. Lo and behold, who is the person who has Kamara in this best ball? The person who was down by 42 points. Okay. Not terrible. But as Sunday kind of went on, we were giving updates to each other, and mainly me to you, saying, like, I don't like where this is going, Jeff. And by the end of Sunday, we still had Aaron Rodgers and Derrick Henry in the Sunday night game, and we're like, okay, we're set. We just need to get about 15 or 20 from both of them each, and we'll be fine. We'll be down by 15 going into Monday Night Football, and Diggs can get us 15. But Rodgers had an absolute monster. He did what he had to do.
He did his job.
Henry, on the other hand, whew, not sure what happened there. Got us 9.6 points. Didn't even make our final roster, Jeff. I wrote down these players that the guy behind us had, and you can go ahead and detail them. And I want you to talk to me about Monday, because going into Monday Night Football, I'll leave the stats for you right there so you can read them off. I didn't watch it. I was not even watching. I was so just out of it. Like I said, I wasn't stressed. It was kind of a good feeling. It wasn't like, oh my God, we're down by 16. Can Diggs do it? It was, we were down by a certain amount of points, and I just was playing board games with the wife and her mom. So what was going through your head? Look at this person's team, what they scored, and what we needed on Monday.
Well, yeah, you touched on Kamara, 56 points, so he kind of closed that gap immediately. David Montgomery kept his trainer rolling. Another reason why I don't want the Bears to go in, the David Montgomery draft hype is already going to be stupid enough. David Johnson comes out with literally the game of his career in Houston for 29 points. Brandon Cooks is throwing almost a 30 burger on us, and Mark Andrews coming out with 17 to give him 190. We needed 148 total. Like we said, I like to feel like I was the optimist. I was like, okay, we got. I also don't really have access to our teams and score, so I go blind. I go by you. We'll fix that next season. We needed 148. Going into Monday Night Football, we had 118. And I think I texted you. I was like, you know, how much are we back? And I think you said 30. And you're like, I feel like you texted something like dejected, like it's over or not looking good. And then all I replied was with a gif of Stephon Diggs winking. And lo and behold, baby, Diggs dudes, Lego.
I'm looking at the text because we were talking about Titans Packers. And the last text was like, you know, it's all down to Diggs. And I was like, yeah, it looks like Diggs needs to get 30 plus. Certainly possible, but dot, dot, dot. Game doesn't really that matter for them that much. Can the Diggs dude pull through? And that's when you sent the GIF, the dude. Now let's, yeah, fast forward. You've already kind of sent the first text. Monday night, and it's 9:30 my time. So the game's been on for an hour. I think he had one catch for 2 yards in the first quarter. I think I'm right about that. So I definitely was tuned
in. I didn't tune in until the second quarter.
Yeah, so you texted me at 9:27 my time. So again, after about an hour, you wrote, Diggs dudes, Lego. And I didn't even read it. It looks like I didn't even read it till 10:03 because I was playing board games. Like I literally was not paying attention.
Yeah.
So I opened my phone at 10:02 and then you wrote, So I think that's when he scored his second touchdown.
Yes, that was the second one. The first one was after the 50-yard
just
bomb.
Unbelievable. Well, it wasn't really a bomb. It was like a 15-yard slant or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he just outruns every – Diggs is just – he's a very sexy man to watch play football. Yeah. He's got the one-arm sleeve. Anyway, so yes, you then sent me the E. So what's going through your head, sir?
Well, I'm thinking –
the thoughts of Jeffrey.
Well, I'm thinking we're good at this point. I was like, with the bomb and, you know, the yardage, I was like, we gotta be close to 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
We got the two TDs. We needed 30. I was like, God, we either have to have overtaken him or we're so close and he only needs like one. And I'm so worried because the Bills are just crushing him. I think it's like, God, it's gotta be.
It was 31-9. 3
or something. Yeah, 31-9. I was like, oh no. Here we go. He's not even going to play. They're not even going to throw anymore. It's over. And lo and behold, gets another TD. And we ride off into the sunset, Billy. I'm Diggs dudes.
So at 10, this is in a span of 19 minutes, by the way. Or sorry, at 10:02. Again, this is all Eastern time, so sorry for the confusion. 10:02, you text me E. And then at 10, let's see. So that's 10:02. Wow, so 7 minutes later. Oh, my God. 10:09, I wrote, it's only the third quarter, come on, we are losing by 1.5. So in 8 minutes, we were down by 1.5 points. And I wrote, you know, hey, I'm not watching, like, let me know if he's even in the game. So I'm just looking at the game cast on my phone.
Yeah.
And that's when I wrote at 10:28, and like just a bunch of jumbled, whatever, words. He got a catch for 10 yards. And then he got a touchdown.
Yeah.
Another 10 minutes later. And, like, I think you even wrote they put the backups in right after he scored that third touchdown.
Yeah. Because at that point I had to put Kellen down to sleep, and so I was away when you texted me that. And then I ran back, and I was like, okay, we better have won because, you know, Matt Barkley's throwing passes to Jamokes now. So.
Listen, this is just a redemption story for us. I mean – we can talk all we want about year-long fantasy and how we didn't win any of our leagues or whatever. But to have this happen on our pod, both of us doing a league for the first time with randos in a pay-for site. This isn't a free Yahoo league that we joined randomly. This is a known site with people who do, you know, big, big money like on this website. And for us to place in second and place in the money, Jeff – that's just validation. I think that in itself was the most fun I've had in fantasy. I showed my boss at work it, and he's going to do it next year. And just a tease for the next week, we will have a pod next week. This isn't over, but we're going to do the playoff challenge on this website now. I'm all in on my FFPC.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Unofficial sponsor.
It might be official at this point. The playoff challenge is so exciting. I'm so excited to do that. The rules are awesome. We will go through it next week. It's hard to talk about now because there's still no playoff team set. But just the prizes for this one are unreal. I've already texted a couple people. And one more note, Joe did text me when I told him what was going on in our best ball. And he wrote three words, teal, white, or black, ? For those who don't know, he did say if we – he said if we won, I'll have to check the tape, he would have to buy us a DJ Chark jersey. That was on the pod, like as we're doing the draft. a DJ Chark jersey. I will run the tape back and see if he said if we got in second, if we did place in the money, if he would get us the jersey. But that's all he wrote back to me. It's teal, white, or black. Victory nonetheless, Jeff. Off of our highs, let's move into the two leagues that we follow all year long. They have now come to a close. Did we get a repeat champion? Well, we did in one of them. Might even be like a four-time champion. Who knows? Let's start with the ship, Jeff. Impeach Trump going for his back-to-back, going up against Bosa D's Nuts, who traded away Cam Newton for Christian McCaffrey, one of the best trades of all time. He played Christian McCaffrey one time. Did not need him. What happened, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, Troy pulled it out. A convincing 120 to 106. Off the back of Jeff Wilson Jr. with a 31.9 banger. Travis Kelce, I think, has been, we detailed his success, a stalwart. He didn't even need Derrick Henry, really. Mm-hmm. He just kind of had solid ho-hum days from everyone else. Robbie Anderson put up 13. I think more of the story was, you know, impeach Trump just not getting the upside that he needed out of those key players. I mean, Mark Andrews had 15 the week before. He comes out with a 10. That's not going to do it. Dalvin Cook, 15. That's solid. Chris Godwin with a 16. That's solid. But DK Metcalf let him down. DJ Moore. And he may rue the day with that. Brandon Cook sitting on his bench, 24.6. Ooh.
Yeah, but that's – you that can't even turn
the tide. You can't do that. You did the right thing. You did the right thing, Impeach. But it's kind of – on the one hand, it is kind of sad that, you know, Impeach only put up 104. And I think I put up more than 104 last week. Yeah, I put up 119. So that's just not good. And it's kind of sad. We touched on it in Rathpool, and I think we might get into it, you know. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air puts up 144 to beat Coastin, who scored 130, and Impeach is only putting up 104. So, not great, but congrats to Troy. I think we believed in his team the whole season. We can go check the tape on the original season power rankings. I think we liked it. He had some slip-ups. You know, he made the trades to make it happen, mm-hmm. riding the back of Derrick Henry to the finals and then riding Jeff Wilson into that championship. That's what the season long best ball leagues are about, finding those little gems at the right time, getting those victories and a little bit of luck, and that's how you win, ladies and gentlemen.
It was a very different year. Year long fantasy was really rough, and I say that as someone who I should have won another league, but just the COVID, the players who came out of nowhere because of no preseason. We'll get into it in Raffle, but the players who ended up winning people their leagues, I mean, Miles Gaskin, Jalen Hurts.
Come back to me, my son.
I mean, Jalen Hurts is on a winning team. David Montgomery, yeah. Just a bunch of garbage. I don't even know how Jalen Hurts scored that many points, by the way. That's a whole nother discussion for another time. You lost to the Cowboys 40-14. You still got 21 points. Yeah, it was just really rough, and it sucks that the teams actually in both of these leagues. We could say Troy deserved it, though. I think you already said it. We liked his team. He had a really good core of players. Derrick Henry wasn't the one who won it for him in the championship, but he's the one who got him there. So he did deserve it. Whether or not Jeff Wilson was, the integral part of that team the whole season is a whole other debate. But it's just going to be a learning experience, and let's hope next year this vaccine kind of helps put everyone to bed and we can get fans and real home field advantages and just no more Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday football games.
Yeah. I need some, context of my week where we sit. It should be noted that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, shout out, scored 144 without Keenan Allen scoring a zero. Yeah. So that's, granted, 60 of that was Kamara, but unfortunate for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I believe Kamara is going back in the pool next year, so Good for us in Raf.
Can I just forfeit my first round pick? Can I get like 2 second round picks? Is there a way to do that? Because I just can't ever get it right.
I mean, what could you do? I mean, you did the right thing, and they just got injured.
I mean, we both got screwed, and do you know that no one ever talks about that, right? Hey, Jeff and Will, you're the co-hosts. You guys suck. You both didn't even make the playoffs in our league. Yeah, well, we both picked who we were supposed to pick.
Yeah.
I picked McCaffrey. You picked Barkley.
Did you get any games out of McCaffrey?
I got one. I got two. Okay. I got two. Yeah. First game, I think.
I got two out of Barkley that I think he scored about 4 in both of them. So.
Yeah, and it's detailed as well that my first 4 picks all were out for the year, or at least out for extended periods of time. So that's cool. All right, let's move on to Raf Pool, where shout-out to Jose. Thank you for the Twitter challenge. Oh, yeah, speaking of that Twitter challenge, where's Terry Murph? Does she have Twitter? Get a Twitter. At ATF Fantasy. Jose following us on Twitter and constantly tweeting at us because Jose finds a way. I mean, what is this? His third championship? I couldn't even tell you how many times he's won in this league. Absolute domination. He even started 2 quarterbacks because Jalen Hurts decided to be somewhat of a quarterback at some point this year for that god-awful Eagles team, who are always the most talented team in the world, yet they're 4-9 or whatever. Miles Gaskin, David Montgomery, Jalen Hurts, cores of a fantasy championship team, if I do say so myself, Jeff. Yeah, puts up 158. Now, this is the one that is disappointing for Kyle. The best team all season long, puts up 123, but he also has Derrick Henry, who did not come up big. Austin Eckler did not come up big. Kyler Murray did not come up big. He got Aaron Rodgers. He got Adam Thielen to get hit their points that they needed, as well as Darren Waller. But didn't even start Josh. A wealth of riches, right?
Yeah,
didn't even start Josh Jacobs. James Robinson, for some reason, the Jaguars are taking so bad that they don't even want to play their best player. And James Robinson obviously was one of the best players in fantasy this season. And Orange Rush capitalized, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, Jose, savvy pickups, savvy starts, managerial decisions. That's his drafts be darned. He finds a way. Finds a way throughout the season to start Myles Gaskin in the finals and score 34 points. To have Davante Adams just be an absolute beast. I mean, I read a stat that Davante Adams, I think he has one less TD than the Giants and Patriots have passing touchdowns.
Yeah, the Patriots are the third have the third least amount of touchdowns.
Yeah. If you combine the Pats and the Giants, they almost have fewer touchdowns than Davante Adams. I think they have 18, and Davante Adams has 17.
Oh, my God.
So, that's awesome. I mean, yeah. I mean, the savvy – I think Orange Rush got in trouble early in the season because his quarterback, I forget who he originally drafted, pooped out. But he found Herbert, and the Herbert, Adams, and Montgomery connection towards the end of the season, and then the savvy pickup with Jalen Hurts and the savvy start. I mean, that could have gone terribly. Because he started him the first week he started in the semifinals. So that's called an onion hanger and putting it all on the line. 158. What can you say? Congrats, Jose. You find a way.
That's right. So congrats to Jose and Troy in our year long leagues. Not really much to say to that because now it's all about, I mean, we can turn our attention to, you know, playoff challenges or, DraftKings, Daily Fantasy. Oh, we also forgot to mention there was also the last place battle, Jeff.
Oh, yes. It was not quite a competition. Jason versus Scotty, and Jason doubled up Scotty, scoring 135-68.
All right, so because the last place person has to pay the winner an extra amount of cash, so there you go. Scotty has to pay Jose. And that's the last of it. There you go. That is the end of the fantasy, year-long fantasy stuff. And now we got playoffs coming up after this week. playoff challenges, daily fantasy. That's all that's going to be left to discuss. And, of course, NFL news, all that, everything like that, Jeff. Very excited. Wow, the central time slot. Love it. Didn't know Jason Bell was giving us the schedule here.
It was the only schedule I could find. Okay.
I thought there was more 4 o'clock games than that.
Yeah, it could be outdated.
Yeah, I think at this point. I kind of feel like it's very outdated because Washington-Philadelphia, remember, is the Sunday night game. So yeah, that's already not working. Let's see. There are one, two. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. That is one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. There are seven. There are 8 4 o'clock games. So 8 minus 8 is 7. Means there's 7 morning games. So there you go. Quite a January 3rd. My birthday. Very exciting. Can't wait to see how the results all pan out. Jeff, anything else you want to add on before we hit the hay?
No, just, you know, Happy New Year to everyone. Hopefully, you know, fantasy was good to you this year. Some ups, some downs. But at the end of it, it's all about the camaraderie we had. And that's, you know, that's what we bring here at the All the Fields Fantasy Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at ATF Fantasy. The camaraderie. We're having fun, even if you don't make the finals, even if you don't get that money, at least you had a good time.
I do have one last request. When is the Taco Bell grab bag?
No information on that yet. I believe we'll have some in the new year, and we will keep it detailed. Maybe we'll do like an unboxing live on the air to see what's in the old grab bag.
Now the new year is but a day away. Safe New Year's to you and yours. See you later, 2020. We could all say bye 2020 because 2021. Right? Is that a joke? No. There's something there. There's something there.
Yeah. Work
I'm
it
sure
out.
That's
work
all
it.
Over the internet. Now, there's something there, though, because 2021, you know, it's better than 2020. Jeff, what a great year of fantasy football talk. And that is really the only thing that happened great this year. But until next year, we will talk to you guys later. Follow us on ATF Fantasy on Twitter and keep the downloads coming. Peace.
Peace out. Have fun, Gramps. Papa Champs.
Later.